From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. A judge in Michigan says a sports doctor who sexually assaulted young gymnasts and other girls will be in darkness for the rest of his life.
My page only goes to 100 years. Sir, I'm giving you 175 years.
Larry Nassar pleaded guilty to sexually assaulting seven people with his hands, but the hearing has been open to all of his accusers. More than 150 women and girls have given statements or had them read by others. Nassar worked at Michigan State University and USA Gymnastics, which trains Olympians. Special Counsel Robert Mueller is now looking to interview U.S. President Donald Trump about his firing last year of former FBI Director James Comey and one-time National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. It's part of Mueller's ongoing criminal probe into Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Mueller is investigating whether Trump obstructed justice when, as Comey says, Trump asked him to drop his probe of Flynn's contacts with Russia when he was heading the FBI's Russia probe. At least three people were killed and 20 others injured in an attack on the Save the Children office in Jalalabad, Afghanistan. Save the Children's COO Carlos Carraza confirmed those deaths earlier today.
We are devastated and very sad to announce that today three of our staff have been killed in Afghanistan.
A government spokesman said a group of armed men stormed the compound after a suicide bomber detonated a car bomb at the entrance. Save the Children has condemned the attack in the strongest terms. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attack. This is VOA News. Twin car bombings in Benghazi, Libya, killed at least 33 people and wounded more on Tuesday. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. The first car blew up outside a mosque in the Al-Salmani neighborhood. A second bomb went off in the same spot around 30 minutes later, with the apparent intention of killing police and rescue workers. The United Nations mission in Libya condemned the bombings. The administration of U.S. President Donald Trump imposed new sanctions Wednesday aimed at halting North Korea's nuclear and missile development programs. The Department of Treasury placed sanctions on nine entities, including two China-based trading firms that help export millions of dollars worth of metals and other materials used in Pyongyang's defense sector. 16 individuals were also targeted, including members of the ruling Workers' Party of Korea, who conduct business in China, Russia, and the region of Abkhazia. The Treasury Department urged those countries to expel the individuals who are prohibited from dealing with Americans. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis told his Indonesian counterpart that the United States military is willing to work with his country's Special Forces Unit.
We know that we can learn a lot from them, and we must work together on this larger problem.
Mattis's visit to Jakarta comes as Indonesia looks to modernize its military and is more willing to push back against China's territorial claims. On Tuesday, U.S. senators expressed differing expectations for what Congress might produce on immigration topics. Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said it was time for serious negotiations and that everyone needed to make the most out of the opportunity. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin said that to achieve a solution, the Senate is going to have to be mindful of one another and of reality.
There are a lot of issues relative to immigration. The list is pretty lengthy. And there are important issues that should be considered. It is unrealistic to think that we are going to propose or even agree on a bipartisan comprehensive immigration bill in 14 days.
Durbin said that what they can do is address the president's challenge of dealing with DACA and those DACA eligible, or so-called dreamers, before they are deported. Pope Francis on Wednesday condemned the evil of fake news, saying journalists and social media users should shun and unmask manipulative snake tactics that fomented division and to serve political and economic interests. Vatican spokesman Greg Burke.
It's a call on more responsibility for communicators, for journalists. The Pope actually talks about Adam and Eve and the serpent deceiving Eve in the Garden of Eden. And the Pope is not saying that all journalists are snakes, but he's certainly acknowledging that they can be.
For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, point your web browser to voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.